Khodorkovsky is not the only Russian facing accusations of wrongdoing in the oil industry. A U.S. Senate committee report says Vladimir Zhirinovsky wrongly profited from the United Nations Oil for Food program in Iraq. He's an ultranationalist politician, and he is accused of profiting from a program that was supposed to provide humanitarian aid. According to that Senate report, Zhirinovsky received oil allocations worth $8.7 million in return for his support in ending sanctions against Saddam Hussein's regime. Zhirinovsky denies those charges. The Senate made similar accusations against a member of Britain's parliament, who will defend himself today. The Senate committee accused George Galloway of personally receiving vouchers from Saddam, allowing him to sell millions of barrels of Iraqi oil. Galloway says he'll respond to those charges before the Senate panel here in Washington. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
A Senate investigation subcommittee released documents last week that Republican Chairman Norm Coleman says show how some people defrauded the UN Oil for Food program in the late 90s and up to 2003. Several powerful men are named in the documents, including George Galloway, a member of the British Parliament who represents an area of London. Galloway was kicked out of the UK's Labour Party for his vehement opposition to the Iraq War and for personal attacks on Prime Minister Tony Blair. Galloway hopped on a plane in London and readied himself for battle.
I mean, I'm not expecting any justice. I mean, U.S. justice is Guantanamo and Bagram and Abu Ghraib. But I do expect, because of the media attention that the affair will get, to get my point across as powerfully as I'm able.
The Senate documents allege, among other things, that a charity of Galloway's that helps children with leukemia was used to hide illegal oil payments. Senator Coleman said in a statement accompanying the documents that they expose how Saddam Hussein turned the Oil for Food program on its head and used it to award political allies like Galloway. Here's what Galloway will tell the senators today.
The truth is, I have never bought or sold a drop of oil from Iraq, or sold or bought a drop of oil to anybody.
In Galloway's eyes, the charges are all politics. Attacks on him, as well as French and Russian officials, for their opposition to the Iraq War. And Coleman's committee is not the only congressional panel involved. In fact, there have been some 13 hearings into the Oil for Food program across several committees. And though these panels are turning out details of Saddam's kickback schemes and oil smuggling operations, the hearings themselves are becoming increasingly politicized. Yesterday afternoon was a perfect example. Republicans and Democrats clearly came to a hearing of a House Oversight and Investigations subcommittee with sharply differing intentions. The Democrats came already annoyed at how many hearings Republicans are holding on the matter, while according to a U.S. government audit, the Bush administration itself can't account for more than $9 billion it spent on reconstruction out of Iraqi accounts following the invasion of Baghdad. California's Henry Waxman pressed committee leaders.
I think the Republican leadership should be looking into both issues, the oil for food mismanagement and the mismanagement by the U.S. government of billions of dollars, nine of which have been lost or laundered or absconded with, under the direct jurisdiction of the U.S. government.
The Republicans, including Joe Barton of Texas, say the corruption in the Oil for Food program is just one more reason why the U.S. should distrust the United Nations.
This mismanagement, the mess, if you will, is a stain on the United Nations and on its current leaders. If the U.N. leadership had its way, this mess would have been swept under the rug. But the U.N. is not going to have its way today.
Barton recounted that the U.S. pays the most of any nation into the U.N. operating budget. His comments foreshadow a Republican movement now in Congress to force reforms on the U.N. to mold it into an organization more to the Bush administration's liking. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.